real smooth this time.
We know the reads unsealed.
Uh-huh.
That's my everyday life.
Yeah.
We know the reads unsealed.
Ooh. Every day I hustle out here living it right.
Let's go.
We know the reads unsealed.
Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff Matherin and cue the podcast. You can't hold us.
What's
y'all
going
heard
on?
The word. Y'all heard the word.
Welcome back to another episode of Notaries Unsealed. I'm your host Q. I got my guys with me, Matherin and Uncle Griff. Say what's up to the people, fellas.
What's going on, party people? Just chilling, eating me some chips.
What kind of chips you got, Griff?
Some air fried Himalayan salt chips from the kettle cook ones. Nice what? And light. Mm-hmm, they good. I like that pink Himalayan salt ones.
Yo, you ever had those salt and pepper chips?
Nah, I don't see. I don't ain't too big on the pepper, and I ain't really like on that vinegar, so I don't like all that twang.
That's probably tough on your old mouth and palate and everything.
It is, man. And
you're probably like 7 years from pureed food.
Mm-hmm.
7 years. Mm-hmm. I'm just messing with you, girl. What's up, Matthew?
Oh man, not much, man. Just here, man. Just been staying steady, maintaining.
Just here.
Just here, man. That's all.
You
that's
know what? That's a blessing in itself, man. I'm happy you're here.
Oh man, I'm happy to be here.
What's going on, man? How's business? How's life?
Business good. You know, can't complain. You know, I think a couple episodes ago we was talking about me. You know, getting a VA, so she's doing her thing. It's a learning process, but you know, she's generating a couple leads, so we are going to work those, and hopefully we can get some stuff closed, you know, maybe by the end of this month or whatnot. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's all a process, man.
Well, I am rooting for your VA because I know that has been a pain point for the growth of your business. So I am just rooting for her to do her thing so she can give you the help and assistance that you need and that you're paying her for. So
yeah, man, same here. So, you know, just gonna keep teaching her what I know, and then hopefully things works out. If not, then I have to fly over there and take this one.
Oh man.
Oh, man, as long as you paying her more than $1.75, I think she'll do good.
Yeah, I think she could probably make a little bit more than that working at the Jordan factory.
Oh,
I mean, I might need a VA. I mean, oops. I can slide a $1.90.
Oh man, hey, you know what? Let's make it happen. You know, that's all. That's all I want her to do right now, just make it happen.
Well, let's just all hope that Matherin has found the VA to help him move his business.
If not, you guys are going to be hearing about me on the news.
Like I said, let's hope that this woman does her job.
Oh, man.
Griff, what's up, man?
Oh, man, everything's good, man. Last month was, like I said, was busy. This month, I think I'm at probably about maybe 17, 18 right now for the month. So on one end, it's a little bit slower, but it's coming along. House inspections, man, they picked up in the first part of the month. So right now, sort of, it's just this crazy quietness. There's work out there, and the part that's been bugging me and I could have had more last month and even more this month, but a lot of the signings are coming in for the same time. So I'm already booked, say, for like a 2 o'clock and a 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll slide in there, got with like three signings at 2:30 or three. It's like, I can't do, you know, there's no way I can make them work. So there's some work that I've had to go, you know, like, okay, I just gotta let it pass because the timing when they want them done just doesn't fit. And the dollar amount is excellent, but you know, just when they want them done doesn't fit with my schedule that I'm already booked with. And then I'm starting to see a lot more of these last minute Ron closings mm-hmm. coming up like ASAP. Everything is ASAP with these Ron closings. And I'm like, it just don't work like that. And I don't understand why they can't get that. You know, it's like, didn't y'all know these people were supposed to be closing? And it's like, nobody knows. And then they come out and they call me and they're like, can you do it now? I'm like, nah. And they get mad.
I wish they understood that when you're moving with that much urgency all the time, you're opening up yourself to so mm-hmm. many errors.
A lot of errors. And they don't always tell you all the details, whether they're foreign nationals, the documents. You know, sometimes they have that daggone name affidavit in there, and you can only have one signature format, so you can't have multiple signature formats, and that becomes a problem. So yeah. I've been having to turn them down because logistically I just can't stop in the middle of my day and like, okay, I'm gonna go do a run, you know, and get everything set up and then sit there and wait for them to go through. And I've tried that in the past and every single one was a problem.
Yeah, I mean, that hybrid model of doing in-person and run, that works when you're just getting off the ground. But when you start to get your name out there and companies, if you're doing loan signing, start to realize that you're reliable mm-hmm. and you've done the right proper marketing and you're starting to do more in-person stuff, you're going to have to choose. Correct. You're not going to be able to do both. And you know, it is a real thought that you have to put into it, because for, I think, all of the platforms, there is a fee. There is a fee to be charged that you have to pay monthly to use the platform. So, you know, just getting started, if you're doing that hybrid, that works great. But you're going to have to make a choice at some point on which one you're going to focus on.
Yeah. And I still do run. But the clients that I have, they let me know ahead of time.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll let me know up to a month ahead of time. And when I have those, all I need really is about 4 days minimum. And they'll give that to me, and then I'm able to get everything set up. But the ones that are same day or early the morning the next day, that ain't going to work. It's just... You know, I got to stop everything I'm doing, make sure I got everything set. They understand what's going on, just that. And it just doesn't flow. And they're thinking that because there's no physical documents, that it's just, oh, just throw them up there and that. I'm like, it don't work that way.
Yeah. And you know what? And here's the thing. It may work for other people, but for you and your business and the way that you conduct yourself on a daily basis and your schedule and the way that you like to move within your day, it just doesn't fit, and that's okay.
Yeah, especially when you got 4 signings and you know, and then you go on doing scans, house inspections, and then like, hey, do this run at 3:30. And you're like, well, okay, I got a 4:30 and I'm just finishing up at 2:00. Got scans. I had time to go do a couple of quick houses. No, I can't do it. And then they get mad. They're like, why? What's wrong? And it's like, I'm not trying to avoid you. I already have my schedule. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the average time that you spend on Ron?
Well, if I get a Ron, first thing I'm doing is sending the email out to the signers with some links so that they can review everything, so they can understand what to do. So to get that, you're talking about maybe 5 or 10 minutes. I already got the email prep, but, you know, sending that out, getting them to respond back that they got it, calling them, talking to them. So you're talking about maybe 20 minutes doing that.
Okay.
Then the session, then I got to prep the document, you know, make sure that it has the right venue in there, all of that stuff. Depending on how big the document is, that can take another 15, 20 minutes to go through, make sure everything is straight, upload, get the session set up, then send them out the link, and that goes out automatically, click a button, wait for them to log on or go through the KBA checks. And then do the actual session. And if they follow everything and do stuff, you're probably talking about maybe 30, 45 minutes prep time, up to an hour prep time. Okay. And then when I get the document uploaded, I got to go tag it with where they signed. You know, here's they signed, their name, my stuff. and that can take another 15 minutes or so. So lead time, you're probably talking about, in my opinion, about an hour and a half. Now, there's other platforms out there that they can just do the stuff on the fly, but I tend not to like to do the stuff on the fly. I like to have all of that stuff laid out so they'll know exactly where they got to click, and then they get up there, boom, boom, boom.
That makes it easier for you too.
It does. And when they, and if they do their part, and I've already done my part, got all the stuff tagged, you're probably talking about 10 minutes to go through, less than 10 minutes for them to go through and click, 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 and they're done. And then I go through and I review the document like 5 times to make sure I didn't miss anything. And if I haven't missed anything, then we're done. But it's really for me to lead and prep time to get everything together. Sometimes I got to send them a copy of the documents because they haven't seen them.
Right.
And everything. So, you know, ideally I'm looking at, for the way I roll, an hour and a half. Because once I get in there, I don't want any, oh, I got to come back and this and that. Now, if they got problems, they don't know how to log on, they don't follow the directions in the videos I send them. Now you're talking about 2 hours of me sitting there with them. And then I got to sign it. And I done did that too many times. And so far, I haven't been late for signings, but it has caused me to be nearly late for them.
Gotcha. Wow. Yeah, no, the main reason why I asked, you know, like I was mentioning to you guys earlier, that the state of Massachusetts just, you know, passed the, as far as the bill for notice to be conducted wrong. So, like, I just wanted to ask you to see if that's something for me to consider. But, you know, it's all depends, you know, as far as the platform, the fees, you know, what's out there, proper way to educate yourself on it. So, I don't know. So I'll have to look into it to see if it makes sense for me.
Yeah, and if they already got the venue straight, or as your name, you know, for as your state and county, that makes it a lot easier. If right. they don't, and the notarial areas are blank, for as the venue, then okay, then you just drop your stuff in there, you know, your state, your county, and then you put the date of the notarization, you put your expiration on there, you type in your number, get all that pre-put in there, or you just add a certificate, stick that where it needs to be, make sure all that's filled out. So that's the kind of stuff I like to do, and it does make it go easier because the signers, all they know is they're supposed to get up here, and they're not there. They're not looking to be there all day.
Yeah.
So right. I do as much prepping as I can so that when I get on there, all they got to do is click, and I'm done. And then I do my review, make sure everything is straight, and then I'm finished. And I can literally get through a Ron closing, you know, say maybe 50 pages or whatever, in 10 minutes once I get everybody on there.
Yeah, it's a lot easier when you're not, you know, maneuvering paper around. You're just scrolling, right. scrolling down the screen.
Yeah. Gotcha. Makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I'll definitely look into it to see, you know, if it's something that I can make happen up here.
Yeah, I mean, check it out. You know, the only thing that I would caution folks, you know, when you're making that decision is look at how much you're going to be paying monthly, and then look at how much you're going to be paying the platform per notarization.
Correct. And real quick, this is the number one reason why I use .verify, because they don't charge me for each notarization. So I pay them my fee either monthly or annually, and I can use my notary stamp as many times as I want, and they don't charge me per stamp. Now, is their interface as slick as others? No, it's not. This stuff is a little archaic, a little 1980-ish looking, and that's why I have to do a lot for us prepping. So I get everything prepped, but once I get everything prepped, put in there, I'm good. They don't charge me for users. Some sites will charge you for each user that you have, or the first user is free to signer, who you say, and then $5 for each signer after that. And if you're trying to bring in 175, how you got to charge way more if you got 7-8 signings, I mean notarizations. And then let's just say you're doing a notarization for somebody, you know, an old college buddy that needs something notarized, and you want to just say, I don't want to charge you. They'll sit there and you still got to pay the platform for the use of your notary stamp.
Right. Right.
Even though you don't charge your friend or this other person. In other words, to me, it takes away your ability to do community work. So I know some, and I'm not saying don't use those platforms or whatever, but that I got introduced to Dot Verify and I just like it, you know, and I do a lot of notarizations. Sometimes I have 7 or 8, maybe 10 notarizations and they're taking $13. That's $130. Yeah. How do I, yeah. And if I'm being, if the company that I'm working with is saying I'm going to pay you $175 and then I got to pay them $130, how am I making money off of that?
Yeah, really just remember that your generosity is not always your business partner's generosity. Because remember, when you are partnering up with a company like Doc Verify or Cyberize it or Notarize or anything like that, you're doing business to business work there, mm-hmm. you know. And just because you feel like being generous, the other portion of that business deal, they don't care about your generosity. they you came right. to us, use the platform, pay me now.
Yep. Right, and I'm not against the platform or the way they're doing it. I'm fine.
I'm not against that at all.
Yeah, I just know that for what I want to do, it doesn't fit the way I like to operate.
Yeah, you know, if you're gonna be generous, you know, don't partner up or try to use somebody else's platform to be generous on, or you're gonna pay a price for it. Which if you're fine with doing that. Then go ahead and pay the price. And I'm not even trying to make a joke about it. That's the truth. That's the cold hard facts about it.
Yeah.
It is.
I get notaries contacting me to notarize their notarial application. So they're submitting their notary application and they find out that I'm a Ron and they call me up and I don't charge them for that. Now, if they want to, if they insist on paying, okay, fine. But I tell them, I say, you don't have to pay, you know, just hop on, give me the document, load it up, put my stamp on there, boom, boom, boom. But they trying to make money. I'm like, I'm doing one stamp on a notary application and then they submit it, get their notary stuff and good to go. I can't do that for free without it costing me something in the end on right. some other platform. So that's one of the reasons why I like Dot Verify.
All right, yeah, so. I'll definitely take a look at it. Sure, you know. See, I appreciate it. Want to get some quick info.
Mm-hmm. What's your week been like, Q?
My week.
Oh, weekend.
My weekend. It's a good question. It's been good. It hasn't been bad. You know, I mean, if it was a bad week, I'd have been like, oh, it was horrible. No, I mean, my week's just been consistent. Consistent with notary work, general notary work, just notary work in general is picking it up, which I appreciate, being in a lot of phone calls. I've actually gotten some feedback and responses from next door. So that's cool to see that's working over there. It's taking some time.
Nice.
Yeah, but that's nice. That's nice to know. Captivated, it's captivating. You know, we got some things coming up that I will be talking about next week. I'm not free to say anything about it quite yet, but I will mention it next week. YouTube is popping. I hope I hope you guys have seen that. We started re-releasing the Notaries Unsealed podcast, the earlier episodes on YouTube. So if you are not paying for Spotify or you just prefer listening to the podcast on YouTube, go back and listen to the older episodes. I've gone back and listened to a couple of them. They're fun to listen to, but there's a lot of information that we just gave out for free.
Hey, a lot of game. That's what we do, man. That's why we wanted to start this podcast.
Yeah,
one of the reasons to educate the people.
Yeah, going back and looking and listening to what we've already done, you know, I got to say, I'm proud of us. You know, we have really put out some great information about what this business actually is. And so that's kind of been where we're captivated at. You know, a couple of episodes I talked about being at a plateau, no longer at a plateau. We are, you know, steadily on the uprise. So
that's good. That's good, man. I'm happy for you. I'm glad everything's going well down your way.
Thank you. Thank you. And shout out to the Georgia Notary Network, by the way. I did. So we are recording this Monday night. It's about 10:47. So you guys are going to get this in about, well, I'm supposed to say less than 12 hours, but let's be real here. Probably going to get it in about 15 or 16 hours. No, I'm going to try to get it up by 10. But shout out to them. They opened up their Motivational Mondays. So they are open to speakers to come in and speak to their GAN community, which was awesome. The people were in there. They participated a little bit. Really nice exchange between Samantha Smith, which, you know, good friend of the show, and Candy from GAN. They were the two hosts. Great experience. Talked about marketing and stuff like that. You know how we do. Represent Notaries Unsealed. Told everybody to come out and listen. But
it's
every Monday. So if somebody has, you know, any type of topic that they'd like to discuss and lead the discussion in, not just, oh, hey, I'm going to jump in here and see what they're talking about. No. For those that are speaking, you know, that are professional speakers that can speak forever. You know,
ring
everybody.
The bell. Ring the bell.
Yeah. There it is. You know, if it's a great platform for those that are long-winded.
Oh, you talking about me?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. It's pretty cool what they've done by opening that up to the public. So if you got something to talk about and you're ready to share with folks and educate a little bit, I highly recommend that you guys check them out or just follow them online too and check them out.
Yeah, well, that's good, man.
Yeah, so that's Motivational Mondays.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going to have to join in. You know, just to see what it's all about.
It's nice, man. It's interactive.
And I'll bring the entire Notary Unsealed podcast on there.
That would be interesting.
That's what we do.
So just, what's going on just today? Just bum rush. Hold on a second. Should we just bum rush the Motivational Monday?
Oh, man. Hey, you never know. We might just start some trouble.
Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Samantha's going to kick us out.
Yeah, she probably will. So tonight's topic, how are we looking on time? We're at 23. Oh, yeah, it's not bad. So tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about, hold on, I need to write. Sorry, Griff, this is usually yours, but scammers on social media. Oh, they're watching. We talk about scammers, baby.
Wah, wah.
Only Q, man.
And leading us off tonight.
Oh, man, it's Notary Gurus.
These Notary Gurus. Mathern, you brought this up to us as a topic, and we said, yeah, let's do it. But not just talk about the Notary Gurus. We are going to talk about y'all.
Just scammers in general.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now.
There is a lot going on right now, man. The past couple of weeks, you know, I've been paying attention because I remember the last podcast that we talked about when we were talking about marketing, how marketing on IG is not the greatest thing to do. I think then Q followed that up with a YouTube video. So from there, I've just been paying attention. to my Instagram. If you guys see, I haven't been posting that much. So, because I'm just paying attention. Like, let me pay attention to my timeline to see exactly what is going on between my notary page, between my real estate page. I just been paying attention to everybody else to see what they're posting, what they talking about. And then, you know, when we was talking about, you know, let's pick a topic for tonight, and I went with scamming because it's so prevalent between both industries that I'm part of.
I know, and I've said it so many times, like, I hate my timeline. I can't stand my timeline.
So now I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, so we have these notary gurus, pandemic notaries, like Griff be calling them. And I'm seeing what they are offering. I'm seeing people that's been in the notary industry for a less amount of years than I've been. And they have all these different, you know, PDF presentation, these so-called mini courses that they're offering. And, you know, and I'm wondering, and I ask myself, why would someone want to pay for something that is completely free? Like, if I recall a couple of weeks ago, Griff mentioned that, you know, it's like about the fear of missing out. They feel like they are getting something that's exclusive.
FOMO.
Yeah, when it's really not. So then I switch over to my real estate page and I'm seeing the same thing. Hey, learn how to wholesale real estate. For $97, join our courses. And then there's this other guy that's saying, oh, it's not, he's changed the term. It's not wholesaling real estate anymore. I think he's like, he flipped the entire world around, making it seem like it's something new. But when you click on it and you're reading the description of what he's offering, it's the same thing that's on YouTube for free. It's the same thing that you can look up online for free, but they're repackaging it and they are using different terms, like for new people that's coming in, for new investors that's coming in into the business. And for you that don't know, and you know, this guy, you know, he has this flashy car, he has, you know, they're doing this,
it's rented,
yeah, pretty much. you know walking into somebody else's house, you know, they're acting rented. Like it's their house. And then I'm like, so that's what caused folks to get scammed, because one, they feel like they are missing out, and they feel like, you know, they don't have the credential to do their own research. So because they don't believe in themselves, they don't believe in their abilities to find the proper research, they reach out to the next person, thinking that they are getting, you know, a good deal, thinking that the next person is actually looking out for them. Well, in reality, scammers, the gurus, they're looking out for themselves. So they're repackaging the information. I know you guys heard us talk about this for quite some time, but it's still here. Like, it's not going anywhere. Next year we're gonna have a new it's gonna be a new promo for notary.
No, it's not. New promo. No, it's not. They're just gonna recycle the same thing over again.
Yeah, so you know, that just got me thinking, man. I'm like, look, because I'm seeing it, you know, taking those time out, not posting on a regular basis, and just being able to watch my timeline to see who's posting what. I'm like, it's the same thing within notary and real estate. And those same people are constantly taking advantage of someone else, you know, lack of knowledge towards some subject. And, you know, I really don't like that, because, you know, I like to, like, I want to educate people. But at the same time, you talked about it a few podcasts ago, Q. I can't be Captain Saberho. I'm just going to say it again.
Yeah.
So in a situation like that.
Turning the card.
So in a situation like that, so it really comes down to, you know, people thinking that they are getting something that's more exclusive than what it actually is. And, you know, unfortunately, they get taken advantage of. And as much as I don't like to see it, you know, I have to let them, you know, do what they want to do, because Griff is providing great information. You're putting great information out there. So they have the option of actually searching, you know, for those that's providing great quality products. And if they're not doing it, I feel like there's really nothing I can do. But the social media scam is real, folks. Like, I don't know how many people have been in my inbox. I had someone who sent me a link for me to purchase t-shirt off their page. I'm like, if you've been following us, he was already offering that.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So you don't know. Like, mm-hmm. You know, that's how I know you haven't been following me. You just,
hey, ain't buying your cheap t-shirt.
Yeah, like, buy this, buy that.
Whack ass t-shirt.
Like, don't you see who I'm affiliated with? So clearly you have not gone into a page. And so it's like, I don't know. It's,
you know what it is. It's captivated, baby. Check the affiliations.
That's it. If it's not captivated, it just ain't right.
Yeah, 53 accounts, t-shirt. Mm-mm.
53. Like, you also got the Gildan shirts. What's wrong with you?
Oh, man.
Now your t-shirt look ashy out the plastic. <You're right. laughs> Because I'm a marketing company, I get people that offer to make me logos all the time, but not like I'll make logos for you. It's like, hey, I'll redo your logo for you.
Yep, I get those all the time, and I'm like, why? It's like, did you
not pay attention to anything on my? No, you just didn't look. Okay, I got you. But you want to know what's messed up about that, though? And here's where it's relevant, is I see notaries on social media all the time with these bogus logos. And they think like, oh, that's that hotness. And it's like, no, that's not a business logo. I'm sorry for you. You just spent your money on that.
Jeez.
But then you see like the same one, like, you know, 15 times, because everybody's using the same logo, the stupid pen. The stupid pen. You know what I don't understand about the whole logo thing? I know we're supposed to be talking about scams, but you know what? I got to go off on this for a second. Where did the whole signing thing come from? Like, because the pen, for a notary, it's always been about the seal. How did signing become like the it thing for the notary?
Signing agent.
It's like,
yeah, there's people that still think
think
that it's two separate things. I was on a clubhouse. I've been a lot of the clubhouses I've been on. There's people who literally, they're like, yeah, you're a notary, but then I became a signing agent, and it's like, he was already able to do this, you know. And that's the scam even in itself, because again, as I've always said, and I did a video about this, they make you feel bad about where you are. If I can make you feel bad about where you are, even though you did the research and you realize that, oh, okay, I'm able to do this. Oh, but I can do it better. See, if you was doing it like me, and that's how they get you. They make you feel bad, because if you don't feel bad about where you're at, you're not going to try to do anything different. If you're happy with the W-2 job you have and you don't realize that there's something better out there, you're going to stay where you're at.
Yeah. How about this? Hold on, Griff. How about you've had a great notary career so far. You've just been a great notary, been a notary public. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, somebody tells you that you need to be trained on how to do specialty notary work.
Yeah, that's another thing that's going on out there.
What is there? I said this the last time around. What is there that's different than what you were previously doing? So you've just been scammed to think that there's this whole new, brand new section of notarizing, when it's the same thing that you've been doing this whole damn time, except now somebody decided to put a whole new spin on it, making you feel like you don't know something.
Yeah, it requires the same process. You know,
right.
I remember my first time doing these estate planning documents, and I went there, check IDs, documents completed, sign my book. Okay, I read the section that I need to be notarized, making sure everybody is signed and date. You know, I give them an oath if needed, and I notarize. I fill in the blanks. That's all to it. There's different type of estate planning documents, of course, but you can learn that on your own by just going to Google or just by going to your Secretary of State website under the notary public section. It'll tell you everything that you need. There's no need to pay $150 for someone to review estate planning documents.
But even then, your job is still the same.
It's still the same.
Make sure that they sign, make sure that they write their own date in. Make sure if there's witnesses, the witnesses do the same thing. Give the document what it's asking for. If it's asking for the witnesses to give an address, give them an address.
Yep.
Make sure they sign their names as it's written or as it's typed. Read the notarial statement. See exactly what it is that you're notarizing. Are you notarizing for the grantor? Are you notarizing for the grantor and the witnesses? Are you notarizing for one witness? Are you notarizing for two witnesses? Just read the damn... I know we're not supposed to curse. I'm just tired of that. Read the damn paragraph. And give the document what it wants. And put your stamp on the piece of paper. Tell the people to have a great day. Get your money. Get your card. Give it to them. And keep it moving. It's not a hard job. There's nothing different about just being a regular notary versus specialty notary work. Stop letting these people trick you into paying for their conversations about nothing. It is a whole freaking course about nothing. I am so freaking tired of this. Because you want to know something? Y'all put these people up on a pedestal. That's now you know who I'm talking about.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Unfortunately, that's what it is. You know, and then, like I mentioned last time, you know, they are not going for the people that's bringing the actual values. They're going everything based off amount of following, amount of who knows who. And at the end of the day, like, I had someone reach out to me last week. It's funny, when we started the last episode, we talked about somebody reached out and, hey, I haven't heard from so-and-so who had this training last year, who took my money. You know, they never got back to me. And I'm like, oh, well, they back. I'm like, they back. They on Instagram. They on Facebook. They on YouTube. They just rebranded. I'm like, they all back. And she was like, yeah, that was messed up. You know, till this day, I never heard from them. I'm like, I'm sorry. Sorry that happened to you, but that's the situation that's, you know, that's constantly happening. And until you guys want to talk about it, you know, if you have the show, call in. No, I told her, I'm like, call in. She was like, well, I don't, don't want to. I'm like, just call in.
They don't want to deal with anything.
Like, it's private. You know,
you're that's free. The thing. But the people, that's the thing. They don't want to deal with anything. And I'll say personally, you know, people want to sit here and come at Griff and tell me how I should say this, that, and the other. And tell I ain't scamming anybody. I'm not scamming anybody. I'm not trying to. Even with the mentorship, you know, I've been in clubhouses and people say they want to start a mentorship program. And I tell them, I said, well, first of all, you need to make sure you as the vendor know what mentorship is versus what business coaching is.
We have a podcast on that, by the way. It's called Mentors or Business Consultants. Check it out. I think it was episode number 7. Yeah.
Yep. And people don't want to deal with that because it's like, well, I want to get paid for mentorship because I want to. But you want to insert yourself into somebody else's life. The person may not even really want you in there or feel they need you. But now here's the scam again. You need me. You should feel bad about not having a mentor, a notary buddy, this, that, and the other. And the issue is that person who you're buddying up with really in a position and capable of helping you get to the next level? Because notaries don't like to talk about their sources of income, meaning I'm not going to connect you with my title company, my lender, or this, that, and the other, because then you might take business from me. True mentors aren't afraid because they've already got themselves established.
Right.
So the scam is, I want you to come follow me and listen to me and hear me talk and like you said, have a conversation, but in the end, you really don't get to anywhere behind all of that, because they're just there to just a quote unquote call and like encourage you, but they're not really helping you get an opportunity. So the scam is to make you scared that if you don't do, and this could be with real estate, with network marketing, with notary, with whatever, I gotta get you feeling bad about where you at and scared that if you don't listen to me, take my course, hang with me, come under my tutelage, you're going to be sad. You're going to be depressed. You're not going to make it if you don't submit to what I'm doing. And then if you do and things don't work out, it's, well, you know, I don't know, but other people, they're doing fine. And the problem is nobody asks the hard questions about what is their actual situation? Where are they at? Like I've heard people say, and here's what's happening. A lot of people are coming into this notary business and they really don't need the money from doing signings. So they say, well, I can do something else. I can sell something. I can market something. Mm-hmm. And they're making money off of that, but they really don't need it. And see, the people who are getting marketed to, the people who are buying these courses, they need the money from the actual work of a notary.
Yes.
Right.
You, that's what you need. So, but then you don't see the opportunity. And now you say, well, I'm going to do what they did to me. I'm a train. And I mean, and I'm sitting here like at some point, and I think it's already there. It's going to be an oversaturation of mentors, notary trainers, and soon it's going to be an oversaturation of notary conferences, because everybody in this, and I'm not saying that you can't have a conference, you can do whatever you want, but where's the value added?
Exactly.
Because now you're going to have conference hoppers. They're going from conference to conference to conference. And at some point in time, just like you have somebody who's always in college. Okay, at some point in time, you don't went to Penn State, you don't went to MIT, you don't went to the community college, you don't went online to this, that, SMHU and all the SMHEUD and all them other. When are you going to put into practice the stuff that you supposedly had learned from all of these different educational venues?
Right.
But I just got to make sure one more thing. What is the one more thing? And part of that is because people are afraid to stand on their own. And when you're afraid to stand on your own, you're constantly looking for somebody to stand with you. The problem is it comes at a financial cost. And if you're not, if you're single, okay, you probably can flip the bill. But when you're married and you got your kids to feed and stuff to pay for, that's different. Mm-hmm. That is different. And then to hear people say, well, I can't get in contact with this person, that person, they're not answering this, that, and the other. No, 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 no. So the scam is to make you think, regardless of the industry, regardless of what, that you need this training. I mean, one of my guys I listened to, JT, the Pocket Watcher.
Yep, we talked about him a couple times on the show.
So great YouTuber. Yeah. Oh my goodness, he's breaking down the scam stuff left and right. And he said, as a financial planner, certified financial planner, I have to say that, certified financial planner, he's talking to his clients and they're telling him, oh yeah, I'm getting 3% return a day or a week. And he's like, what are you talking about? And they're all into this crypto stuff. They're spending $8,000 on a course to learn how to do crypto. $8,000 on a course to learn how to do crypto, not investing $8,000. You can take that $8,000 and buy you a treasury bill make you some money off of that at 4-6%.
But it's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
I know.
So taking that.
I don't have to imagine that. Energy, it's on freaking Instagram every day.
I know, but that same energy that these people are doing with this other stuff, they're bringing it into the notary business. Slowly but surely, they're bringing it into the notary business. Some people might even be doing it unawares. They're thinking, okay, this is just the way to do it. But at the end of the day, if the people who you sent this product to, told them to do whatever, if they're not able to move forward in the business, then there's a problem. And if all you can say, well, that's on you. I mean, I know it works for me. Does it really work for you? I mean, where's the proof at? Well, I ain't going to show you my book. Okay, well, then if you can't show me, you can't be transparent. Because what can I do as the student? How can I stop you from making money? Except expose you for the fraud that you might be. Yeah. So if you are transparent to me, and then I need to know that what you're showing me is actually legitimate numbers and not just made up stuff. So the bottom line is, a lot of people, they know they're getting scammed. They know they've been scammed, but they don't want to call anybody out. They're afraid to be confrontational and deal with stuff. So this thing just keeps perpetuating itself over and over and over. And then there are people who are just like, put your head down and just plow through and just focus on you. Don't say nothing. Don't deal with it. You know, that's them. If that's the way they want to do to make their money.
Can I say something, Griff?
Go for it, man.
I think that there are people out there that don't know that they've been scammed because they're blinded by the light.
I agree. There's some people who don't know. There are. Sure. And there's some people who know, and they're just afraid to admit it and deal with it, but they complain about it all the time.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They complain about it. And at some point in time, we gotta address it. I mean, we always talk about people being mean, and I use myself as an example. I have people all the time complaining about my tone and the way I say things. And I'm like, okay, but I'm not asking you for a dime. And the person who's talking to you all nice and sweet is pulling all kind of money out of your bank account. But you want to address me, you want to get me, you want to make me change my message and the way I deliver my message, but you ain't saying a daggone thing to them.
You know, the hard thing is that, you know, a lot of people, I believe, started with the right intentions.
Mm-hmm.
But I think over time, and this is the switch that where it's hard as a consumer to recognize, where it stopped being about caring about the industry and it started being about trying to make as much money as you can before your time is done in it.
Yeah,
because they know their time is coming. You know, most of these scammers out there know at any given day, they can be exposed.
You know, a brash, in your face scam is the same thing as a quiet scam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we know not everybody is scamming. So if you don't fit in the category, don't take it personal.
Nope. But if you find yourself inside of those lines, I could be talking about you. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And then if you are, then you need to do a self check and be like, okay, am I going to stay here or am I going to get out? You know, that's what needs to happen. You really got to check yourself. But I mean,
I'm checking myself right now. I should probably tone it down a little bit.
You know, and it's just because, and that now this is where my age come in at. Uh-oh. A lot of the people who I deal with, I know.
Wait, we gotta get thunder, so that way when Griff talks, there's thunder behind it.
There are a lot of people that I talk to, and the age category is 40 and above. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about, they're trying to do stuff for their retirement. They want to do this part time, just a little bit here and there. They're not even looking at doing it like really, really the way I do it or the way any of us do it. But they're just like, hey, I think this would be nice for me to do. Yeah. And it hurts me to see them getting taken advantage of and taking these courses and stuff, knowing that they're going to be on a fixed income in the next 5 to 10 years, and they're spending all this money on stuff that isn't even relevant to them. And then now here's what's happening next. There are people coming into this business, and I've talked to them. They are now researching and reading their handbook, and they're comparing what they learned from the state to what these notary gurus are saying out here, and they're like, it doesn't match.
It doesn't.
Now, when the pandemic hit, 2020 through 2022, what was happening, everybody just hopped in and just followed what the YouTube people were saying. Mm-hmm. But now, and I've been talking to a lot of them, they've been calling me, they've been stumbling across my videos a lot sooner. And they say, yeah, I saw your video. You seem to be real straightforward. And I've been looking at these people video, but they seem like they're not really being honest. They're not really being genuine. I mean, they got good energy and stuff, and they seem to know what they're talking about. But what I really want to know, they're not teaching. They're not teaching me about the notary part. They're teaching me about the marketing and all of this and all of that, and trips and how much money they done made. They're like, I got a good job already making six figures. I need to know how to do this business the right way. And I've been getting more and more people connecting with me, joining the YouTube membership, working with me to get good at being a notary, because they're coming in, putting their nose first in the handbook versus having those people put their hands in their pocket and taking money away. In other words, they're not as desperate as the people of 2020, 21, and 22.
And you want to know something, Griff? That's what it all really comes down to. That's what the scammers are waiting for. That's what they sit there and they salivate over. Somebody coming into this industry desperate, looking for a side hustle, looking for a way to get out of a situation. That's what they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they sit there waiting.
Yeah, I agree.
And they should be... They should be ashamed of themselves, you know, whether you're male or female. Like, there's scammers on both ends, so I'm not even gonna just blame it on the fellas. No, there are female scammers out here as well, so they just know how to rebrand themselves. That's all to it.
You know, yeah.
It's very unfortunate, you know, within this industry, just within any industry, period, that, you know, we are, you know, constantly having these type of issues. And unfortunately, I see it more amongst all people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, you know, in other communities, but I've seen it more amongst all people. But we are the main one, you know, that wants to blame someone else for our problems. But we are constantly finding ways to take advantage of all community. So that doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't think it's ever gonna change. And
no.
It's just one of those things where, until somebody really, you know, until someone, I'm not gonna say get hurt, until, let's say, there's a lawsuit that is involved,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just bring a huge eye opener to the situation, that's what's going to stop it.
Well, no, I don't think it's gonna stop it. I'm just saying, I don't think.
I don't think
a lawsuit's gonna stop anything.
Yeah. Well, see, and I've said this a few times. The reason why I stayed on YouTube, I came out on YouTube just to say, hey, I'm doing this. Wasn't even trying to get monetized or be popular or anything. I had no clue whatsoever. I just did it as a whim, just to be honest, just to sort of vent, because I had just walked away from my job and I just needed an outlet to just say something in hopes to, and I'll be honest, in hopes to get some encouragement from somebody, like, yeah, man, you did the right thing, you know, and stuff. And this is before I met the fellas, so I didn't really have a whole lot of dudes around me that I could really truly depend on to be upfront, honest with me and everything, with their words.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And I was actually going to quit doing YouTube. I actually had made up my mind to do that, because it was right off the bat, there was a bunch of negative stuff from people. And I'll be honest, it was from a lot of young ladies. And to be even more honest, and y'all take this however y'all want, but if you follow me on YouTube, and the people who come at me the most are the young ladies. However, I get a lot of support from the young ladies, you know, the mm-hmm. men support, and they're more quiet with it. And there are some fellows who have come at me, and I've addressed them and dealt with them, and then they back off. But every now and then, a couple of times, about every 2 or 3 months, sometimes 6 months, there's somebody, young lady, coming at me, telling me, you know, trying to accuse me of being misogynistic and all that. Well, I was getting ready to give it up, and I ran across a young lady, and she recognized me. And she said, hey, I really appreciate you. The information you're giving me, you know, you're sharing out there. It's great, this, that, and the other. So I said, okay, well, maybe I'll stay out here a little longer. And after that, next thing I know, I started getting phone calls from people, and it's our community, and it was Black women who were 40 and above saying how they was getting taken advantage by other Black women. And this is something that's not really talked about in out here publicly. Privately, they're like, yeah, and they don't tell me who did it, but you know, they say I was with a young lady, she was helping me, and then all of a sudden she dropped me. She was giving me orders and then never paid me. She was training me and then was like, okay, I do, you know, she was just helping me, and then next thing I know, it was I gotta pay for mentorship, pay for this, I gotta pay for that, and they just wanted, or we were just doing it together, and then all of a sudden they went in a different direction. And I kept hearing that over and over again. So I wanted, and because I did not see any Black men out here talking notary stuff, whereas, hey, let me encourage people, I said, let me do it and give it a shot and just do something and just be real with people. What I kept seeing from the Black men out here was, follow me, check out my day, this, that, and the other, click my affiliate links, click my this, click my that. And that's why I spent basically 8 months not even doing any monetizing, not even asking for likes and subscriptions or any of that, because I said I want people to be organic with it. Like me, cool. If you don't, fine. Now I ask just to get the videos out there so it can get a more wider viewership because of the YouTube algorithm. Now, man, that I understand how that works.
Somebody give Griff some likes, please.
Yeah, I should have.
I'll ask for him. Give him likes.
Like, I should have more likes.
You should. I try to say it every time you go live if I'm in there. Like, yeah. Yo, give the man likes on your way in or on your way out. It costs nothing to hit the like button. Just hit the button, like, please.
Button. Even go back to videos you looked at and you didn't like. Click the like button. You know, so when I heard what was going on with the Black women, I was like, and I'm sitting here looking at my wife, and I'm like, and a lot of women think that I don't like Black women, or I'm like, oh, I love Black women and I love supporting them. And I'm sitting here like, there's no way I could, you know, no one gets more support than my wife. But I know the pain from being married. My Black wife, I know the pain that y'all go through trying to move forward. And I'm like, okay, you already got this issue with Black women worried about men doing them wrong. Then they get with the sister girls, and then the sister girls do them wrong. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go out here and I'm going to do my best to prove to them that there's at least one Black guy. Now you got three with us, and actually five with Gannon and Caprinus. And you can trust that we're going to be upfront and honest. We're not going to pet you up, but you can talk to us and you're going to get the straight deal. And you're going to know that dealing with Griff, you're not getting scammed. I have no need to scam you. I don't need to make money off of you. I will do everything I can to help you to make money, but I'm going to go out here and work and make my money the old fashioned way. And I'm fine with that. But I just saw so many Black women who then had to turn around and tell their boyfriend or husband that they got taken advantage of. And that's why I would not charge for mentorship, because I just couldn't find it in my own heart to say, I'm gonna charge you $300-$400 after you've already spent $2,000 on nothing but air from these people. And now you got to try to convince some dude to give you more money. And then he like, who this Uncle Griff you giving my money to? I ain't got, let me help you for free. Let me just help you. And then if you do something with it, great. If you don't, and I've seen much more success with people, and people don't know how much how many people have actually done good in this business and are doing good in this business just because I've taken time out to help them. You want to say I'm patting myself on the back? Yes. I'm not charging them anything. I'm just helping them. But yet I'm still making money to take care of my family. And I'll be honest, I could have probably made in 2021 about $30,000 or $40,000 just on mentorship if I would have charged people.
Would have got me.
But again, when I hear the stories, and I know people weren't lying to me, of how they got taken advantage of and they ain't got nothing. They're like, I ain't got no money. And they're often like, but I find a way to pay you, Griff. I was like, what do you need? What you need help with? Okay, gotcha. Here's the information. And I would say maybe 80% of the people did what I said, put forth the effort. The others, they were sitting there looking for me to tell them the same stuff that the scammers were saying about, oh, you learn the documents this way and you go market and you do this and drop donuts and bagels and you know, some baklava. And because Griff, I wasn't.
Hold on,
that
Griff.
That little baklava would be good, man.
No.
Griff. Yo.
Yeah.
You know the funniest course out there that people get caught up in? How to pass the NNA signing agent course.
Oh man, I did a video about that.
Oh,
girl was sitting up there giving the answers.
Oh man.
Oh man, I went in on that one.
Yeah, but it's open book.
I know.
Like it's got a link. You click the link and it takes you right to the answer. Like you don't even have to have a book. You don't even have to have the PDF. They literally, the link is right next to the question. Click on the link and it takes you right to the PDF where the answer is. Read it.
Yep.
That's it. Hey, you know what? I guess, you know, you can write a course about that too. How to find that
did.
Link.
I just did.
Yep.
Griff and I were talking about it, man. We could probably put together a book on how to be a notary and cover everything that you need to know in like 10 pages, not even.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So if you're getting scammed, in my opinion, it's because you either you're unwilling to do what it takes to learn the information for yourself, or you have some issue that prohibits you from comprehending the information that's laid out clearly in front of you. You know, you have some issue, some learning comprehension issue. And that is a real thing for some people.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that people should learn the job prior to being able to start a business with it? Because I think that's where a lot of people kind of get thrown off. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, they've got this new commission. They got to use a stamp, but then you throw in, now I have to go be an entrepreneur because everybody's telling you to go start your business. Your business. And I think that could be overwhelming to folks. Like, there's got to be more for me to know because this is a business.
Right. That could be. Yeah. I can. Yeah. You know, nobody's really teaching business out here. No. All this stuff with the notary stuff, they're not really teaching true business. Now, they talk a lot about the taxes, but they don't really teach real business and understanding how to recognize business opportunities and things of that nature and operate and work business to business. Because if they did, they would not be going around talking about that they are an extension of any other company that they're not a W-2 for. Because one business cannot be an extension of another unless there's some type of partnership agreement.
Yep.
Where there's some type, that's the only way you cannot. And here's an example. I did a signing Saturday. There were some issues with it and they didn't sign. I had to go back. And on my way back, the signing company calls me like, basically, in their own way, was like, why did you call us and tell us about the issues that they was having with the property for us, they didn't know about the water pressure, whether the water pressure was fixed, the flooring was fixed, and the window was fixed. It was like, that's not stuff that you need to tell us. You need to tell that to the title company or to their agent. I said, I'm telling you because I hit the thing saying they did not sign, you need to know why they didn't sign. This is the reason. I said, I'm not telling you as if it's your concern or problem. I'm just telling you so you will be aware. Oh, they're like, oh. But what that told me was this. The signing company was like, we're neutral. We are not an extension of them, so don't include us in the problems that they're having with the property. If it's a property problem, don't even call us and tell us about it. That's basically what they were saying. So mm-hmm. I'm like, so if that's your mindset, then why the heck are you telling me I got to be an extension of all of these other people? And here's the thing, and this is another part of the scam of your getting you to try to pay for stuff, making you think this. None of them, you never hear the lender or the title talking about being an extension of each other. They operate independently because that's who they are. So they recognize that they are individual businesses. And if there's a problem that the lender didn't take care of, that's what they do. They like, oh, that's on the lender. Matter of fact, one of the title companies, I had a problem. The guy called them and they was like, we don't know why you calling us because that's an issue with your lender. We don't even talk to the lender. We just send the documents back and forth and let them deal with it.
How about this? Next time that one of your little notary guru trainer people that you like to follow and listen to tells you that you are a representation of that signing service and that title company, ask them if you make a mistake, will their signing service or that signer or that title company represent you in court?
Of course not.
No.
No.
I will not do that.
That's why you get your own independent insurance and everything.
That's exactly why we have to go out there and carry our own insurance. Stop letting these people think that you're an extension of somebody. The hell you are.
No.
Because that's when, and a lot of people don't like this talk, but that's when you get into the 1099 rules. Because if they ask you to do stuff as if you was an employee, that money that you earned from doing that outside of your notarial assignment that you're commissioned by the state to do, now you're operating as an employee and you have to have that money taxed as an employee. Yeah. And nobody likes to talk about that. But when you start talking about being an extension of somebody, you got to have things in writing, and that's not in writing. And they don't have that in their terms of service.
No, they do not.
Well, let me back up. There was a couple that I saw, but even still, if that means you want them to operate as an employee, there's some legalities to that. There's some, and people, this is not all the kumbaya and everybody's looking out for each other. This is about getting the job done. And if they can con somebody to thinking, oh yeah, I'm really a part of this. Yeah, I'm in here. Yeah, it's us. It's we. Yeah. And then you make a mistake and they're like, you are messing my business up. Yep. You did this and made me lose. Look, case in point, I did the video about the Texas HELOC issue. Uh-huh. Company lost all their business because of one person lying about where they was doing the Texas HELOC at. Supposed to be at a title office. They lied and did it somewhere else. That person, he didn't say, oh, one of my notaries cost me business. No, he said a notary cost me business, meaning that notary is independent and separate from me. And they cost me business. And they cost me business with the company that they are an extension of. So you got to use common sense. And I think that's one of the biggest things that they're doing everything they can to keep you from using common sense. So you don't think on your own, think independently and figure out rationally. What you're saying is nice, but it's not applicable.
Right.
Exactly. So you have figured that thing a lot.
Now, I would challenge, and I've done it before and I'm going to do it again. I challenge anybody who's listening to this podcast
anybody
to come
everyone on. That's anybody. If you think that I was talking about you or your friends with somebody that you think I may have been talking about, yeah, them too.
I challenge you to correct me. And I will tell you this. I say a lot of the things that I say. I bring up the subjects that I bring up because there are people who quietly ask me about this stuff and they are afraid to bring it publicly because they're afraid of the ridicule. I bring it up for them and I bring it up so that we can get to the truth of the matter. Because if what I'm saying, if I'm incorrect in it, then I'm willing to be corrected, which means if I get corrected, then that means we can correct it. All the rest of the notaries. And I've had many people, especially most of the fellas, will hit me up privately telling me I'm wrong on this and wrong on that. And I'm like, well, let's talk about it publicly. No, I don't want to do that. Well, if I'm willing to come out and put my neck out there and say, hey, this is what I think, this is what I feel about ... And you saying I'm wrong for it, then let's talk about it publicly so we can get down to the correct answer. But it's too many people out there, men, women, young, old, black, white, that want people not to talk about the truth of what's going on in this notary business. They just want to pretend like there's no problems, everything is good. But then some of those same people are complaining about how jacked up the notaries are. You can't complain about what you permit. By you not dealing with it and coming up with a plan to fix it, you are permitting notaries to do this, and then you want to complain about it. And then when you get rid of half of them, instead of reforming them, now you're complaining that there ain't enough notaries. You can't have it all three ways.
No.
You can't.
And I'm just tired of people taking their well-respected expertise and turning that into a money grab. That's what I'm upset with.
That's why I say anybody who's trying to call themselves mentor, teacher, or whatever, they need at least 3 years experience in this business, and they need at least 1,000 signers under their belt. If they can't prove to you that they got that, you don't need to be listening to them because they're still earning. They're still growing in this business because there's so much out here with this here industry that we need to be cognizant of. Mm-hmm.
And even if they've been around for a while, even if they've been associated with some of the largest associations that are out there for the notary world right now, even they do not escape the sword on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your neck.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, look, if you really think about it, why notaries are doing bad things is because they haven't been taught to do the right thing. They're not being taught to do the right thing. So they're just, look, I don't know how many people I've heard say this. Oh God. I don't give the signers all of their documents. In other words, like there's documents in there, like, you know, the master closing instruction or closing instructions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's notaries out here that say, well, no, I don't print those.
What?
I don't print those because, you know, I'm trying to cut costs and I'm like, wait a minute. You are here to do one thing with those documents, and that's make sure they have a full set. Mm-hmm. Because even though those are master closing instructions that may so more so might need to be for the closing agent, but there's information in there that might pertain to them. They might want to read something. Let's just say the closing agent did something incorrect. How would they ever know if they don't have the instructions that they should have followed? And I'm like, how is it that you think that it is okay? And then you telling people, I don't print and give the customer a full set of the documents.
You're taking away them being fully aware of what they're signing.
And how do you justify that as, this is what I'm supposed to do, but then you're going to complain, well, they need to pay me more money. Well, daggone, you ain't even printing the whole the documents.
Trying to save some money.
You're trying to save. So at that point, I'm like, if this business is costing you that much money to print those pages, then either you need to figure out your expenditures, and like that's what a real business would do, figure out the expenditures and find a way to reduce costs without violating the terms of agreement that they have, hint, hint, your terms of agreement, or they leave the business.
Yeah.
You leave the business or you abide by the terms of agreement. They ask you, now it's one thing if you accidentally print letter and legal and they wanted it all letter or all legal. That's one thing. But when mm-hmm. you're saying, I'm not going to print a certain segment of the documents because it's 175 pages and 85 of those pages, they don't even need to sign or anything. So I'm not even going to print those. I'm just going to give them the documents that they're supposed to be signing.
Yeah, that's not that's not your decision to make.
You know, right. How do you justify that?
That's not your decision to make at all.
So you're not trustworthy.
Nope, not at all.
You're honestly not trustworthy because you're violating the trust of the title and the lender. The lender wants the customer to have .. and you're violating that.
Yeah, and those notaries should lose their commission. No, mm-hmm. if any notaries out there, you know who you are. If that's what you're doing, you should lose your commission. There's no other way to say it. Because I would not want you conducting a closing for myself or anyone or any member of my family.
Yeah.
If that's what you're doing.
Now if you've been told that you can do that, that's different. But I haven't come across a company that says you don't have to print all of the loan documents, all the pages of this loan packet.
That's
why a lot of notaries won't mess with the reverse mortgage, because they don't like how many pages they gotta print. So the scam is, you know, they doing that, and then you're like, oh wow, they found a trick, a tip or something to get, and now you're paying them to give you information to teach you how to go. And then when they start calling and say, hey, did you get .. do you have this page? Because the signing company or the title company can easily say, hey, for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, can you go in there and see if you have the master closing instructions? No, I don't have that. Can you look to see if you have this? Nope, I don't have that.
Yep.
Hey, thank you very much.
Exactly. And Griff, and let me see, last week was my 6th year in the mm-hmm. business. And I've never, within those 6 years, I've never done anything like that. It's mind blowing that there are notaries out there that's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind blowing.
Yeah. So either you're coming up with it yourself or somebody's teaching you to do these little slick things.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cutting corners.
Yeah. And I was, yeah. So, I mean, all I want to know is, and I'm willing to be taught, tell me, this is what I want to know from people, especially when it comes to this here printing of the documents, double side emailing, printing only certain segments of it. What I want to know is this. One, who told you could do that? Because I mean, I want to know the signing companies or title companies, lenders who you're working with. Because if you're doing that and I'm working with that same lender and they're telling me I can't, how the heck did you get away with that?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, what's your justification? Where did you learn that? If the lender title them didn't tell you, did you just formulate this on your own? Or did you pay somebody some money? Or did you find a little Discord server out there that had one post that said you can cut corners by not printing all of the documents? I want to know how did you come to this conclusion that it was okay for you and right when your instructions say different? I want to know that I got to know this, so that we can tell all the other notaries, hey, Brad, Michelle, or whoever, they found the secret to what we need to do in order to be successful and get out of our signings in 10 minutes or less. they said we don't have to print all the documents, and here's the justification for that. Even though the instructions you have from the company that's paying you says otherwise, yeah. Here's how you can beat that and do your own thing.
Don't worry about the instructions.
Screw the instructions.
You know, this website right here, howtoscamthelenders.com, just tell us how to do this.
And I mean, and it's, and you know, for some people, this kind of talk is harsh. This ain't what they want to hear. They want to hear nicey nice and this, that, and the other. The problem is there's too many people being taken advantage of out there. And notaries know this. They know they're being taken advantage of, but nobody wants to address it. Nobody wants to deal with it because it's like, well, that'll make us look bad. Well, daggone it, we already look bad.
We look horrible.
To the lenders and to the title companies, we look horrible.
The industry is sick.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody wants to play like we're all just this big notary family. We're all friends. No, industry's sick. Yeah. Sorry, the social media is not the notary business. It's not the notary industry. All these little groups and clubhouses and all this other stuff, that's not the notary industry.
I mean, okay. If you really want to see who your friends are, all you got to do is get out there on the internet and talk about how happy you are that you took a $60 signing that was 200 pages.
Or if you really want to see who your real friends are, ask them to wear a t-shirt for you.
Mm-hmm. Because when I did that, and I did it as a joke, I was just playing. It's true. And that girl on Facebook came at me, and I'm sitting there like, all these scammers. And every time I bring it up, when people attack me, I said, if I'm doing this, that wrong, why y'all don't talk about those scammers? You know they're scamming. And they're like, well, look, I ain't into trying to tell somebody how not to make their money. I mean, if that's the way they want to make their money. I said, oh, so that's code for you're just waiting for your opportunity to mimic what they're doing.
Pretty much.
So you're saying it's not your place to tell them not to scam somebody, but you're telling me it's your place to tell me that I shouldn't encourage people to take a $60 signing. You go around bragging about that, you will find that people will show a lot of hate toward you. Get on publicly and do a TikTok video bragging about dancing and pop locking about you did a $60 signing and you just love it and you can't wait for the next one. Doom folk will be coming at you like they did Frankenstein in that thing with torches.
You're going to paint the reality of how much does it really take to make $10,000 a month? But that girl over there said, I could do it. Mm-hmm. But you taking $60. How many $60 orders do I have to take?
As many as it takes. It's that simple. Because how many hours... How many hours do I got to work in order to have a full paycheck? At least 40.
No, I'm charging $350. I am worth $350 an hour. I just stopped working at Walmart, but I am worth $350 an hour.
And I'm seeing,
It's like, it's definitely a skip. A couple of weeks ago, I saw this thing on the news where I forgot which state that was going to be approved. Like, you know, they was going to increase your paid time off. And in order for you to earn 1 hour time off, you had to work 40 hours a week. I'm like, how does that make sense? The math doesn't add. I have to work 40 hours to get 1 hour off.
Yeah. I've seen that before.
Yeah. And I mean, we have a great opportunity to do some wonderful things in any business, whether it's captivated, real estate, you know, the marketing, the real estate, the notary, car wash, hair, whatever business.
Yep.
But the bottom line is there's scammers out here. And as long as you focus on trying to take shortcuts, you're going to put yourself at a disadvantage. You have to learn your craft.
That's you know the what? Mm-hmm. Scammers have learned their craft too, and they come across real polished.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they learned their craft, and they're willing to wait the long game. See, that's another issue. The more you're unwilling to wait to play the long game in any business, the more susceptible you are to being scammed.
Yep.
Yep. Looking for temporary success.
Right. You know, you're trying to get it quick, and they're just sitting back and they're just waiting. They're just waiting. Waiting. They got everything laid out.
I'll show you how you can market your special notary business. I'll teach you how to do the special notary work. It's great to be coached, ain't it? Anyway. All right, folks. I think we have come to a point in the podcast that, I don't know, I'm feeling kind of froggy right now. And I'm feeling like I need to leap, so it's probably a good time to cut this off before I'm not announcing anything next week.
Yeah. folks just need to know that they need to educate themselves. And just like you say, a few episodes ago, you need to vet those people, vet who you're investing your money in. That's what it is. That's, you know, we all say we trying to, like, we care about you guys, so that's why we are talking about this
episode 7.
Yeah, so it's not like we are trying to bash anyone. We're just telling the truth. It is what it is. Whoever likes it. Whoever don't, hey, it is what it is. Well, take care of yourself.
Yeah. Well, look at it this way. This is what made me really think about it. Gave me clarity. What would your financial planner say? If you went to a financial planner and you told them how you're spending your money. Yeah, I'm spending my money on this training and on that training and with this person and that person. And your financial planner said, what's your return on investment on that? What are they really teaching you to help you move forward to making more money that you can invest? Because when you talk to a financial planner, they're concerned that who you are connected to is pulling money away from you that you can't invest with them. Mm-hmm. That, and I'm telling you, if you get with a financial planner and have them, they'll be like, wait a minute. They want you to pay what? Wait a minute, you paying $300 a month for mentorship? And what do you get out of that? And they told you don't take any orders unless it's $200. Well, how many orders do you see for under two? So you see enough orders that come through under $200 to make $5,000 a month. But you're bypassing all of that because they say you need to make $5,000 a month off of $200. Well, how many $200 orders do you see? 12. I see 12 a month. How many are you realistically able to get?
Two or three.
So you're making $600 a month with the 200, but you can make 5,000 with the 60 to 75 to 85 to 120. Why are you not? Well, because my mentor, who I'm paying $300 to. Okay, so if you're not making any money and you're paying them $300, where are you getting that money from? Mm-hmm. Well, I work a second job. Okay, well, I thought you became an entrepreneur so you wouldn't have to do that. Yeah, but I got to pay my mentor. This is what's going on. And if it's not, then somebody pull me on the carpet, break out the switch, and beat the truth into me. I'm serious, because I've had too many daggone conversations with people out there who have told me this, that they're paying people $300 for mentorship, and then they get in there on a supposed to be one-on-one call, and it's 20, 30 people in a daggone Zoom, and I'm like, wait a minute, you paying $300 to get 30 minutes of their time a month? Nah, that's not a return on investment. And they're telling you don't take these orders, don't make this money.
Or you're paying $150 for somebody to teach you how to post pictures on Google Business Profile.
Burn. That's the thing. Now, if you want to pay for convenience because you don't want to put in the time and effort yourself to learn, that's one thing. But you can't complain about what you allow to be done to you. And when you find out, oh man, I could have did this myself, man, that's, you can't go back to them and say, I want my money back. Hey, you should have did your due diligence. And that's what a lot of people told me when I first started looking into this scammy stuff. They said, they're grown. That's up to them.
And that's the thing with the scam. There's nothing, you're not receiving anything that's quantifiable. You're not receiving anything that you can go back to and say, you know what, I'm not satisfied. Can you redo this? You're not paying for any of that. You're paying for information. You're paying for something that exists on paper in somebody's head that they're just, that you're not paying for any substance. You're paying for information that's free. That's the scam.
And if we're wrong, if any one of us are wrong, please correct us. Show me. I'm serious, because here's the thing, and I'm going to say it one last time. That won't be the last time. Maybe three more episodes, I'll say it again. There are people out there who are calling me. I don't know who else they're calling, but they're calling me and they're complaining about information that they've paid for, and come to find out, I could have got this information for free. That's where it's coming from me, is that they are paying for information. They're like, wait a minute, you're asking me, or I'm paying to be a part of something, and the person is spending all their time talking about all the trips they took, where they went to eat, mm-hmm. where they spent their money, their vacation,
who their other notary friends are, and
all of this. And I'm not getting anything for my money. This is the problem. And I beg these people, I'm like, y'all need to get together. You know who the other ones are, and y'all need to come out publicly. You don't necessarily have to say the person's name, but you need to expose the bad behavior. And what I try to do is I try to focus on the behavior, because that bad behavior of scamming people, when that person retires or they go on to some other industry, that spirit of that bad behavior will hop on another person and rear its ugly head up again. Man, if the mortgage, I'm telling y'all, watch.
You see Greg's face when he heard the bell. Yo, you should see.
Yo, man.
Griff had a flashback.
I'm like, hold up.
Griff, Matthew told me to ring the bell.
I know.
he told me to do it.
Hold on. No. Q had to watch up.
Because I'm looking at him like, yo, we're at an hour and 32 minutes
here.
I
know, man.
And Griff's like, Matthew's like, ring the bell, ring the bell.
Well, I will finish this conversation on Griffin Notary on YouTube.
I will listen to it,
and I was like, okay, that's where I picked up. And another thing.
And there goes another 3 hours. And I'm going to sit there and listen to all of it.
I know, right? That's my face. We actually sit there and listen to it.
The funny thing. Like, that, y'all don't know that. Like, I get on Griff about it all the time. I went to sleep listening to Griff talk, and I would listen to Griff talk for hours and hours and hours. I still listen to his longer videos, and I just sit there and listen, because he's telling the truth. So when I make fun of him, it's out of love.
Yeah, I know. But that was a great episode, y'all.
I really got a feeling we're gonna get in trouble. Well, I'm gonna get in trouble. You guys are all right.
Well, some folks gonna reach out to me.
Yeah, they always reach out to Mathurin.
Yeah, they do. They tell me to shut up. Mathurin's like the nice one. They're like, I don't know what's gonna come out of Q's mouth. So, Mathurin, you're the most agreeable one. We'll reach out to you.
Yeah, Mathurin is playing nice. Just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Yeah, definitely was a good one. You know. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. When I go back and edit this, yeah. I think it's pretty clear who I was aiming this one at, but if here's what I'll say, I made it pretty evident who I was talking about. I dropped enough, you know, information.
That's what I was thinking.
the so, cut down the road?
No, you missed it. For those that can put the pieces together and you want to take it to that person or those people or that group over there, come talk to me, because nothing that I said is wrong or a lie. You just don't like the fact that I said it.
Yeah.
That's all. Money grab is real. All right, folks. Hey, love your life. Love your business. Love yourselves. We're out of here, y'all.
I ain't saying nothing.
I'm saying it all. I got a tell all book coming out.
We know the reason unsealed. Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic. Here we go. Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff, Mathurin, and Q, the podcast. You can't hold us.
Y'all heard the word. Y'all heard the word. Griff, Mathurin, and Q. Yeah, we on a verse. So diverse with no rehearse. That's how we work. Authentic when we give it. If we said it, then we meant it. Not to be confused with other people's views. They get it how they get it, and we get it how we do. Look, homie, this is a whole different game. We got a whole different aim. We in a whole different lane. Yeah.
We know the reason unsealed. This my everyday life. We know the reason unsealed. Every day I hustle out here living it right. We know the reason unsealed.
Put the stamp down and step in front of the mic. Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff, Mathurin, and Q, the podcast. You can't hold us. We know the reason unsealed.
Every day I hustle out here living it right.
We know the reason unsealed.
This my everyday life.